Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your Livestock Production Agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Other than the lease rate, perhaps the most important aspect of any pasture lease is the stocking rate. Clearly specifying the stocking rate in the lease agreement helps avoid disagreements between both parties and maintains the quality of the pasture. The stocking rate of a pasture is the quantity of animals on a certain number of acres within a defined time frame. For example, the stocking rate of a pasture might be 50 cows on 150 acres for 3 months. When establishing stocking rate by number of head, it's important to designate type and weight of livestock to be grazed. Cow-calf pairs require more forage than, say, just weaned stocker calves or feeder goats. Stocking rates can be stated in number of animals or as animal units. Stocking by units is useful for animals that are not necessarily pastured to gain weight, like mature cows or horses. Historically, an animal unit has been described as a 1,000-pound beef cow with or without a calf less than 3 months of age. It's assumed that this 1,000-pound cow consumes 26 pounds of dry matter a day. However, 30 years ago, the definition was updated to an animal unit as the consumption of 17.5 pounds of dry matter per day. Because the definition has changed over time, the lease agreement should be specific. The big difference here is the reference to a specific species. The traditional animal unit refers to a cow. However, over the decades, cow size has greatly fluctuated. And with the lack of accessibility to scales, most cattle producers do not know the exact weight of their cows. Additionally, the newer definition, that's over 30 years old, is more species inclusive, making it easier to use for horses, sheep, and goats. Back to how stocking rates factor into lease agreements. Setting pasture rent per acre, or by share of gain, gives an incentive to the livestock owner to stock heavily. The landowner, on the other hand, may desire light stocking rates in order to preserve the pasture quality. It's in the interest of both parties to develop a lease agreement that achieves maximum economic returns to all resources while maintaining high pasture quality. Several ways of expressing stocking rates exist. Stocking rates can be expressed as the average during the lease period, since the quantity will vary as animals are born or die, and weight will change with time. Alternatively, the rent can be established on the basis of animal days or animal unit days to account for the changing quantity and size of stock grazing. Set a maximum stocking rate, so there are never too many livestock at one time.
Being flexible with stocking rates during times of drought is important. Spelling out a forage monitoring plan in the written lease will be helpful in maintaining pasture quality. Include which party will be responsible for checking forage height and soil exposure.
To learn more about pasture leasing, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.